We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we are beginning around seven lines from the bottom of Yud Amud Aleph, the two dots. Seven, 8 lines. Tana Rabbanan. Kol HaLishkos, Shoei V'Mikdash, all the rooms that were in the base of Mikdash, Lo Yehoi Lehem Mezuzah, did not have a mezuzah. Chutz V'Lishkos Bahedrim. Besides for the Lishkos Bahedrim, where the Kohen went, Kohen Gadol went before Yom Kippur for 7 days, that was the only Lishka that had a mezuzah. Because there was a Beis Dira to the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, all Lishkos was not a Beis Dira, didn't have any mezuzah. Masha'enke in the Lishkos Bahedra, where the Kohen Gadol lived for a week, that needed a mezuzah, because that was called a Beis Dira. I ain't going to ask me a question, right away as you think of a question, there was another Dira that was in the Beis HaMikdash that needed a mezuzah. The Lishkos Beis HaEven, from the Parah Adumah. So Taisus asked the Kasha. Well, it was outside of the Mikdash. Taisus asked the Kasha. That's what the Taisus resumed. Taisus said, "Taima lechshu nami lishkos ha'aven." That Taisus Kasha, the Rav Asher Chutz. And the Taisus, "Yeshloim lechashu lishkos ha'mikdash benuya is bekaidesh." Of lishkos mes ha'aven, the Bahar Abayis. There's only Taisus Shitasai who holds that was built outside of the Mikdash. We already had plagues twice, Rashi and Taisus, about this. In Nami, another Taisus is that since it didn't happen every year, not every year they have a paraduma, it was once in a while. According to some sheets, there's only 12 or 13 paradumas in all the years. So therefore, we didn't count it. Akapam, the Tanakam of this Braisa says that all Lishkas did not have mezuzah besides Lishkas Bahedrin. Amar Rav Yehuda, but the Kam Lishkas HaMikdash, Shahila Beis Dira, why only Lishkas Bahedrin? There were a lot of Lishkas that had a Beis Dira. The Lishkas, my God, where the Shemrim stayed. The Shemrim, the head watchmen, we know from the Mishnah and Talmud and the Gemara and Talmud that there was a din Shemira of the Beis HaMikdash, even though the Beis HaMikdash was new Shemira, Hashem watches it, but also Kavod, they have Shemrim, and they stayed in these rooms. So why didn't they have a mezuzah? So he brings a raya from there, it must be that you're not chayav mezuzah in these rooms. I don't know if you do, and only Beis HaMikdash had a mezuzah, even though the other ones you also slept in it. Zakta Gemara, it must have been Zerah Yisah. Rav Yehuda holds that really a part of mezuzah even Lishkas Bahedrin. The special dinder Rabbanon, we'll see in the Gemara later on, the reason is, it shouldn't look like a jail. So therefore, the Masaki and the Lishkas Bahedrin has mezuzah according to Rav Yehuda. But really, all of them are part of a mezuzah. My time with Rav Yehuda, what's Hakap Shat, they're all part of a mezuzah. Omer Rabba, Kesov Rav Yehuda, Kol Bayis She'en Asuril, Yomai Secham, Vizek Shomim, Ein Abayis. Rav Yehuda holds any Dira, any room, any bias that's not made for the winter and the summer, which means all year round, is not called a bias. And there, you need a chosh of a bias, and therefore, since these rooms were not made for all year round, the base of Shemrim were only made for the night, and the Lishkas Bahedrim was only made for 7 days in the year, it's not called a bias, and therefore, you're part. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. And once
you only use it for night, if it's really for. Yeah,
right, but I guess that's what it was. That's the type of room it was. Also, it wasn't much in there. It wasn't like a whole year use of a room. And it was just made. It was made for 7 days, and that's how it was. It wasn't a bias chash. Rashi says, and I was found there a bonon that then why for a bonon? What's the mitzvah for hedrin and the other dearest tak? What's tak the terrace to the kash of Rabbi Huda? So Tosfos Rosh answers that. Any base deer is made only for night, even Rabbi Rabbanon agrees part of the mezuzah. But Lishkas Bahedrin, the Maaser is made for day and night for these 7 days, that's enough to be chayav in mezuzah. Akaponim, we have machlekes here, Rabbi Huda and Rabbanon, if the Lishkas Bahedrin is chayav mezuzah. According to Rabbanon, you're chayav, according to Rabbi Huda, you're potter. And right now we'll explain the machlekes is, because according to Rabbi Huda, it has to be Lemaaser Chama, Lemaaser Gesham. Eisve Abaya is a base just for the winter or bias for the summer, not to call the house. Eisve Abaya, Achsiv says in the Pasuk, Vekisi Beis Acharev, Beis Akayitz, that Hashem will destroy the Beis Acharev and the Beis Akayitz. So, what's going on over here? See, it's called a bias, even a Beis Acharev. And for the Gemara, only Bias Acharev, Beis Akayitz, Ikri, Beis Tomal Ikri. It's not called a regular bias. It's called a Beis Acharev, a Beis Akayitz. It's not a regular bias. Eisve Abaya, not a kasha. Sukkah Sachag Bechag. What's the halacha of a sukkah and chag b'chag? Legabe three things. Legabe meiser, erev, and mezuzah. Meiser, the halacha is, you're not chayiv in meiser, it's not called tevel mamish, until you bring it into your house. It has to be brought through the front door of a house. What's called a house? So shayla, sukkah called a house, legabe bringing tevua, bringing grain into it, is that called a house? That's one shayla. Another shayla, legabe erev. The halacha is, if you have houses open to a chatzer, they need to make this a chayiv now, an erev. So is this called a bias in order to mechayev the people in the chatzah for the erev. And the third thing is mezuzah. So that's the shaila. Sukkah zechag b'chayev. Who the mechayev? V'chom poitrim. Who knows that sukkah zechag b'chayev is chayev? V'chom is poitrim. V'toni alor. Who the mechayev? The erev. Uve mezuzah. V'maisim. So what do you see clearly here? Rehuda right, holds a sukkah is chayiv in mezuzah, even though it's not made for all year round. So his mom is a steering Rav Yehuda. And Be'etzem, like the Tosfos Yerushalmi speaks out, that you could have asked also that it's a kasha on the Rabbanon also. We said the Rabbanon holds the chayiv mezuzah lishka mehedrin, and here he says it's part of a mezuzah. So Be'etzem, we could ask the kasha of steering Rabbanon also, but the Gemara just takes on the Rav Yehuda steering. That Tumah was saying Rav Yehuda has to have, the bias has to be used for the winter and the summer, and now we have a sukkah zechag is chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda and mezuzah. V'chi teima, maybe you'll say it's midrabbanon. Maybe it's only midrabbanon chayiv mezuzah. Like we said, Rabbi Yehuda holds lishka mehedrin also chayiv mezuzah midrabbanon. Maybe it's midrabbanon. So bishul of erev mezuzah yikol mei midrabbanon. Bishul of erev mezuzah yikatayna that's only midrabbanon. Ela meiser mikol mei midrabbanon. But meiser you can't say is midrabbanon because we don't want to have Meiser Durabanan around because Dilma, on top of Amabay, is Dilma, Asi Laftur, Menachiv Abtur, Menachiv Abtur, because maybe, Nadalash Lafrushe, Menachiv Abtur, Menachiv Abtur. That means, if you have some Tvua grain that's Chayiv and Meiser Midaraisa, you have grain that's Chayiv Midarabanan, if you take off Meiser from the Raisa on the Rabbanon, doesn't work, or the Rabbanon on the Raisa doesn't work. So you don't want to have the Rabbanon digging Meiser. So it can't be the Rabbanon. And Be'etzim also, another problem is in this Pshat is that the Rabbanon will still be a Stira. Rabbanon says Potter over here, and before it said Rabbanon Yechayiv. So that you could have said, it's not Shver, because Sukkah Zechag Yechag is maybe worse, it's more Araidic than Lashem Hedin, you could have answered that. But upon him, either way, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, we have a Kasha. Now, Tosfos speaks out that even though a lot of times we find such a thing as Meiser Darabanan, the classic example is Demai Moshi, Demai. Demai is by my Maritz. There it's Chayim Darabanan. You never heard of something Chayim Darabanan? What's going on here? Top Tosfos asks the Kasha. So he says, that's different because by Demai, there's certain halachas that make it clear that's Darabanan. The halacha is on Demai, do you have to take off Chuma Gedayla? So we learned yesterday in the Aladaf, they don't have to take off Chuma Gedayla on Meiser because the Amrata took off Chumah Gedayla. So you know right away this grain is different, so it won't come to take Lachiyav al Aptur. But here, it's going to be exactly the same thing. That's why it's a Chashash. That's Tosfos Teretz. Akaponim, the Gemara is a Kash over here, Stira. Rav Yehuda said, Lashkiv Mehedrin is Potter, why? It's not made for the summer and the winter. And Sukkah Zachaki says, it's Chayiv and Mezuzah, Mamish Apel, the Kash, Elom, Abaya. So Abaya tries the Teretz, and Ravel has a Kash on that. Omle Abaya. Everyone agrees the 7 days of Lishka Sparhedrin that the Kohen Gadol went there, Kuli Alma you are chayiv, because when you are in this house that's being used now for regular sleeping and eating, then Avada it's chayiv and mezuzah. So what is the Machlokes Yehuda and the Rabbanon? Kipligi b'shar yimayis hashana, the rest of the year. Rabbanon savri gazrin and shar yimayis hashana ato shiva. You gozer the rest of the year ato these 7 days. Who's not like gazrin and who holds? You're not the gozer. That means that, like the Tosfos explains, that Lishka Sparhedrin all year round does have a mezuzah. The Rabbanon holds that it has a mezuzah because of a gzeira all through these 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, you wouldn't make a gzeira. What's the right? You don't make a gzeira because you see that you don't put mezuzahs on the other Lishkas. So it must be that the reason why you put the mezuzah all year round Lishka Sparhedrin is because of a different reason of Kohen Gadol Chavash Vesasur that looks like the Kohen Gadol is locked in a jail. But the Rabbanon holds that it's also the Rabbanon, but it's also the din of the 7 days that needs the mezuzah. That's the Machlokes Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda according to Abaye. Just to read that again, Tosfos Divrei Masmur Rabbanon, the first one, the last line that Tosfos says that El Lishkas Perhedin Gzeira Afigav the Rabbanon Nami Gzeira Hoysa Capricious, like it says, Hoch Kam Rabbi Yehuda Gzeira Chriti Shirem Kagor Chavash Vesurim. So Fi Abaya was saying this, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is Lishkas Perhedin Chayiv all year round, after those 7 days. According to Rabbanon, it's Chayiv after those 7 days. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Chayiv after 7 days. Why is the mezuzah for a different reason? Omle Rava, how can you say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Maskim? The Lishkas Perhedin is Chayiv mezuzah those 7 days. And it says by Sukkah Zechag that there are Fira Abanon, your potter. And we just finished saying that the Fira Abanon, everyone agrees, 7 days Yechayiv. So why is Sukkah Zechag Bechag your potter? That's Rava's Kasha. How's the Abanon still now? Steering the Abanon. The Abanon says Sukkah Zechag Bechag is potter. And where I was saying sukkahs, I'm saying lishkas v'hayed in the kuliyam is chayv in the 7 days. So chayv, it's a stira the brisa to the rabbanon. Now, like look at Rashi, v'sukkas chayv b'chak tani upatri rabbanon. I'm shivanami yikulamad the pata. That's the kasha on Abaya. So you have to say what Abaya answer. Abaya will say the chachamim of this mishnah of sukkas chayv b'chak, this brisa, is a different chachamim. There'll be three shittas. This chachamim who the most machmir hold that lishkas v'hayed needs a mezuzah and all year round needs a mezuzah. Rabbi Yudol's it's only all year round. It's only the gzeira of chavos beis asurim. Then you have the rabbanon hold even in sukkas chag b'chag even in 7 days doesn't need it. That's what you have to learn from Abaya. But a rav doesn't like the pshat. It's a chavim. Say chavim. What's going on? Elam a rav. B'shayim ha'ishana kulam loy pligi the petura. Everyone agrees all year round you're part of lishkas v'hayed. Ki pligi b'shiva v'sukkah. The Chayka says Lishkas Bahedrin and V'sukkah and the Kipligi V'shiva in the 7 days. V'sukkah time l'chod, Lishka time l'chod. And the Sukkah has one reason and Lishkas Bahedrin has another reason. We're saying everything looks like it is, exactly. Lishkas Bahedrin and Chayka are who they're a bonner hold you, a chayim mezuzah midaraisa and Rabbi Yehuda holds you a pot of mezuzah midaraisa Lishkas Bahedrin and Sukkah's a chag is the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda holds you chayim midaraisa and Rabbi Yehuda holds you a they're opposites, and the Gemara explains that each has their own reasoning. Ki pligi b'shiva, v'sukkah time l'chod, v'lishka time l'chod. Sukkah time l'chod, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, d'omar, we know Rabbi Yehuda holds in Mesech the Sukkah, d'omar, sukkah diris kva b'inan. He holds the sukkah has to be built solidly, a kva. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to build a sukkah that's more than 20 amas high, because it could be a diris kva. Therefore, mechayev mezuzah. The shita of Yehuda is that a sukkah is a dearest kvas they built sturdily, and therefore it's mamash a house and mechayev mezuzah. Rabbanon tamal dam sukkah dearest arai binan. Sukkah has to be a dearest arai. The opposite, it shouldn't be a huge building. V'loy mechayev mezuzah. You're not chayev mezuzah. So that's the machlokes by sukkah. It's a separate, it's a local machlokes. Because what's a sukkah? Is a sukkah dearest kvas dearest arai? The lishka time lechud and the lishka's parhedrin is also almost like this. Rabbanon savri dira bal karcha shma dira, a dira that forcefully to be there is called a dira. Still, even though you have to be there, still called a dira, still called a house. Therefore, chayim mezuzah. Rehuda sav, you know why you part lishka's parhedrin? Of course, it's dira is kvav. Why you part? And it can't be because it's only 7 days of the year. Because sukkah is a chag is chayim also. So why you part? Rehuda sav, a dira bal karcha lo shma dira. Forced dira is not called a dira. And the Rishonim speak out, same thing for Lishkas HaShomrim. Also, that's also called Bal Karcha. They have to watch there, they have to be there. So it's not called Adira. And when there are Bonon, in Lishkas HaHedrin, it's only that there are Bonon, the Gechim Zazov. There are Bonon, the Kinulu, La Shlo Yomru Kohen Gadol Chavos Beis Surim. You shouldn't say that a Kohen Gadol is Chavos Beis HaSurim. We don't want it to look like a jail, and therefore we say that you are Chayiv in your Mezuzim, there are Bonon on the Lishkas HaHedrin. And there are Bonon hold. That no, dira kach shma dira. Why does Lishkas HaShomrim have a mezuzah? Zok de me'iri, pshat is because it's only made for the night. Like we said over before, from Tosfos Rosh, it's only made for the night, therefore it's not a dira, and therefore it does not need a mezuzah. So we're coming like this. The Lishkas V'hedrin Kodei Rabbanon is chayev in the Raisa. It's only for 7 days of the year. So what? Sukkah Zachag would be chayev etzem if it's a real house. And what's on the Rabbi Yehuda says Pata? Because Dira is Bal Karcha, Lish Ba Dira. Rabbanon hold not like that. Even Dira Bal Karcha is also called a Dira. Even if you have to be here, it's called a Dira. The Shukas HaShomrim, the Lishkas HaShomrim. No, Rabbanon say, no, it's only for the night that you're Pata. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Eidei Bal Karcha is Pata. Therefore, Lishkas HaShomrim, Lishkas HaHedrin is Pata. Why do we have Mezuzah Lishkas HaHedrin? Because the Rabbanon did it. We don't want it to look like a jail. Therefore, we make a Mezuzah on it. Therefore, we make a Mezuzah on it. And we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, Mantana, will be a little more warmer Gemara about this Indian, and the Govaita and Hilchas Mezuzah for the next whole block, Dapir Aleph, talk about Hilchas Mezuzah.